This is a special winter membership drive edition of On Your Money, with a special focus today on income taxes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I am joined by certified financial planner Kevin McKinley, managing member of McKinley Money LLC. He joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Joy.
Well, this is our special membership drive of On Your Money. I know we will be talking about ways to spend less on your taxes during the hour. And as always, you have put together a special premium if listeners pledge any dollar amount during the show. What did you put together
yes.
for us?
These are wildly successful thanks to the generosity and interest of our many listeners. It's the latest On Your Money mini money booklet, and this one is entitled 20 Tax Trimming Tips. Many people come to us on the show. They want to know how they can make more money by more interest rates, getting better returns on their investments, by spending less. One of the best ways to make more money is to spend less on your taxes. You can reduce your tax bill very easily, and usually by a substantial amount of money. What's in the tax code, Joy, is a known quantity. We know what the form says for 2012. We know what it's probably going to say for 2013. So if you know how to use the rules to your best advantage, and also strategies that you can use to reduce what you pay right now and in the future, you're going to save yourself a lot of money. And it's a lot easier to do, and it's less risky than trying to go out and stick your neck out with an investment that may offer more growth, but might also offer a bigger potential for loss as well.
Kevin, I wanted to let listeners know that we have a goal for this hour. The goal is 270 pledges. So that's a lot. Normally, for example, our last hour, our goal was 40 pledges. And we fell just short of that. So that just goes to show that there are high expectations for listeners to come through and to help pay for the programming at Wisconsin Public Radio, to show support for On Your Money with a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge to help the budget at Wisconsin Public Radio, help support all the programs that you value. And Kevin has this wonderful gift of 20 tax trimming tips for you for your pledge of any amount. So, Kevin, are you feeling the pressure?
I feel no pressure whatsoever. Every single time I think we've done this show, we've had a very high goal set for a number of pledges, and we've exceeded it almost every single time we've done it. And again, it's nothing because of the show, it's because of the generosity of the listeners. But part of the reason, I think, is because of these mini money booklets that we put together and offered to people. First of all, it gives you a chance to get a premium back for any dollar amount that you pledge. $2, $20, $200, $2,000, any dollar amount will get you this pledge premium back. And because of the nature of the subject matter here, once you get this back, you're going to be able to go through it and see if there are any ways that you are missing out on cutting your taxes, reducing legally what you can pay for state and federal income taxes, capital gains taxes, etc. And you're probably going to find something in there that right away will reduce in income taxes more than what you probably pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio. And even in the rare case, Joy, that people don't find anything in there, they say, I've done everything that I possibly can, or some of these things don't apply to me, you'll get the satisfaction of knowing, you know what, I have maximized the amount of time and energy I can put into reducing my income taxes. I've done all that I can, and there's a certain sense in satisfaction and some value in that as well.
So make your pledge of any amount. Help us reach this 270 pledge goal. Three of you so far have already made that pledge, so thank you very much. Let's keep them coming, and we will send you happily the thank you gift, 20 tax trimming tips. If you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, Kevin, it is tax season right now. Are we able to get our hands on your gift soon enough to benefit even right now?
Absolutely. It's already good to go. All you have to do is call in or email your pledge or go to WPR.org, and it will be sent back to you right away via email or soon via regular mail, whichever you choose. And just so people know, we've gone over this before, but it bears mentioning again, the information that you send in about pledging, I don't see it. It's all confidential. And one of the reasons that we that these mini money booklets work so well is because they're free to Wisconsin Public Radio. I don't get paid anything to put them together. And also because they can be emailed to people in the form of a PDF file, it doesn't cost Wisconsin Public Radio very much to send it out. A lot of the other really great premium gifts cost the station and the network money to get it in and get it out. So the net dollar amount, all the money that you pledge in goes directly to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can read it within an hour or so and get started right away. And there are even some things in there you might be able to use to save money on your 2012 taxes, but for sure on 2013 and beyond.
And not only is there this wonderful thank you gift for your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, but you have another special incentive to listeners once we reach that goal.
Yes, we as soon as we get to that 270 level that we are going to get to, we will start working on next week's show, which is where we will answer questions for the entire hour of the show, questions that you've emailed to us at onyourmoney@wpr.org or questions that you call in during the show. We can't get to all of them next week, but we will try to get to them. But the entire week we'll spend answering your questions, assuming we get to the 270 goal in this hour.
Yeah. And if you have a question during this hour, we probably are not going to be able to get to many or all of your questions. So that's why we'll devote next week to all questions answered. But you can try, especially if it's a tax related, since we're trying to focus on these tax trimming tips. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. That's our on-air number. You can also email your question to onyourmoney@wpr.org. And if we aren't able to get to it this week, we can also try to fit it in the show next week. When we reach the goal of 270 pledges, the goal for this hour during this special winter membership drive edition of On Your Money, 6 people have pledged so far at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we're also going to be talking about tax issues during today's show as well. Kevin, what do you have in mind?
Well, we have some surprising facts and figures regarding taxes, who pays how much. We're going to talk about where you can get help filing your taxes, and we are going to answer some of the frequently asked questions we get about taxes. A lot of times people are confused, especially at this time of the year. Well, they come up with many of the same kinds of questions, so we'll try to cover those, and hopefully that'll answer some questions that many of you have out there who are listening right now.
I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. Kevin is the managing member of McKinley Money LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors should consult with their financial advisors prior to making any investment decisions. And Kevin, let's start with some facts and figures about income taxes. And you're going to take us back to the presidential race?
Yeah, I think that was such an enjoyable experience for most of us that I really think it's nostalgic to hearken back to it. Really a statement that Mitt Romney made that got a lot of attention, where he was recorded surreptitiously speaking to a group of donors, where he made some comment about, well, you know, 47% of the people don't pay taxes, I can't reach them, and so I'm not even going to bother with them. They're never going to vote for me. And a lot of people said that can't possibly be true. It actually is true. About 46.4% of federal tax filers did not pay any federal income tax for 2011. Now, part of the reason that's caused is because we were still muddled in a recession. And the economy will slow down, lower economy, lower incomes, and lower income taxes. Usually, if the economy is running at so-called normal steam at about 40% of people don't pay any federal income taxes. But a lot of the reason or the impetus behind these people not paying taxes because of the Bush tax cuts that were pushed through early, where they lowered the taxes on the middle class and lower classes even more than they already were. Plus, we have a lot of people in this country who are elderly, who because they have lower earnings and because Social Security technically is ostensibly anyway a tax-free income, or a lot of these people who are working are paying payroll taxes, but their income isn't high enough to qualify to pay for federal taxes. And then finally, even if they're not paying federal income taxes, they're paying a lot in state and property taxes, sales taxes, etc. So they're definitely paying taxes. It may just not be going directly to Washington, D.C.
Yeah. So how much of our income goes toward income taxes right now?
On a federal basis, it's almost always right around 20%, meaning if you make $50,000 in a year, about $10,000 or so goes toward Washington, D.C. And part of that, a big chunk, is Social Security and Medicare. In 1979, about 11% of our income on average went to the federal income tax rate. Now it's down to about 9% as of 2009. And then another 8% of our income goes for Social Security and Medicare. So it usually works out. And what's really funny is there's other than World War II's expenditures, it's been very true that over the last 60 years or so, expenditures and income for the federal government have always been right around 20% of income, regardless of all the huge changes that we've had in the tax code ever since.
And we've just had a recent bump in some of those rates. How do the new numbers compare to historical income tax rates?
There were two different segments. One, as we talked about, was the payroll tax bump up. That's where it went from 4.2% of income up to $113,000 for Social Security. And that went back up to 6.2%. That was scheduled to expire. It was not renewed by Congress. So that wasn't a big change. And again, that is only on incomes of up to $113,000. Now, the average family worker paid about $1,000 more in taxes because of that for 2013. And that's about $160 million people. The income taxes, the actual income taxes, they reverted to a top bracket of 39.6%. It was 35%. And then they've tacked on some additional surtaxes or so. Those income tax changes will not affect many people. It's only on people who make more than $250,000. That's about 1.3% of the population for married couples filing jointly. And there's another big bump up in taxes for people making more than $450,000. Again, married couples filing jointly, but that's 0.7%. So the only really big tax that many Americans suffered over the 2013 year and beyond is really just that extra payroll tax, and that only affects you if you're working.
I'm Joy Cardine with Certified Financial Planner Kevin McKinley, and this is a special membership drive edition of On Your Money. And we have a special focus today on taxes. And we do welcome your questions, especially if they have something to do with taxes, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. This is On Your Money on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with Certified Financial Planner Kevin McKinley. Kevin is here just about every Tuesday at this time with information and advice on your money. Today, this is a special winter membership drive edition of On Your Money. And we are talking taxes. And we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make a pledge of any amount to help pay for the programming that you value, that you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. You decide how much to pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge and we will send you 20 tax trimming tips by Kevin McKinley. So, Kevin, we have 37 pledges so far toward that 270 pledge goal.
Wonderful. And my self-esteem rises proportionally as we get towards that goal. So thank you very much to the 37 who have pledged, and for the other 233 people who are going to pledge before the end of the hour, I thank you in advance. I've noticed that that's something I get in emails from people a lot who are asking me to do something that they're not really sure if I'm actually going to do it. I get the thanking you in advance. Like that's some kind of legal obligation. Oh, I can't turn them down. They've already thanked me in advance.
Right.
How can I say no?
Yeah. And we do, though, thank Kevin for his participation in this program each and every week. And, Kevin, there's a lot of work that goes into On Your Money, and you do a lot of, you prepare, you answer listeners' questions off the cuff, and you put together these wonderful thank you gifts during the pledge drive. So I want to thank you personally for all the work you do for not a dime. That's very generous of you, Kevin.
Well, there's very little I can do to add value to society. So if this is it, I've worked at community kitchens and things like that, and it's been a complete disaster. I was asked to leave, actually. And so I think if this is something that helps people out, it is very gratifying to know that I can babble on about finances for an hour and someone can take that information, run with it, hopefully improve their situation, solve a problem, alleviate some financial stress, whatever. So yes, I'm very honored to be a part of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is my way of expressing my gratitude for it. I like the notion that we raise a lot of money in this hour, and it maybe helps pay for programs and people who maybe don't have a particular economic benefit immediately to the show, but it does provide some cultural, intellectual stimulation to the audience. So, again, I'm very glad to be a part of the Wisconsin Public Radio, even if I am kind of the weird uncle.
Yeah, that's right. Well, your pledge during this hour helps pay for all of the costs associated with running Wisconsin Public Radio. And yes, it pays for other programs that you also value on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you for making Wisconsin Public Radio possible with your financial support. And during our winter membership drive, we hope that you will decide how much Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you and choose an amount, any amount. Every pledge is appreciated. Every pledge is needed. Some people do $10 a month. Some people do $30 a month. Some people do a $50 pledge. Whatever you decide, that's the right amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge your support, and we will send you 20 tax trimming tips put together by Kevin McKinley. It's a mini money booklet. And a quick recap, Kevin, what can people expect in 20 tax trimming tips?
No matter your situation, you're probably paying more in taxes than you prefer. Most of our listeners, and I get this sense after doing this show for several years, most of our listeners are very comfortable paying every penny that they legally owe. They just don't want to pay any more money in taxes than they absolutely are required to. And this takes every different area of a person's life, whether it's income, investments, saving for retirement, paying for college, even health care expenses. It talks about which deductions can be taken and help offset what you owe for federal and, in some cases, state income taxes. And then also it gives you more advice on where to go for more detailed information. When we put these together, I wrote a book a long time ago called Make Your Kid a Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great book, if I do say so myself.
I remember that.
yeah, that's how we first met.
That's
was
right.
An interview for that. That's right. And then the problem with that, though, it's a 300-page long book, and a lot of times people don't have the time to go through and sort through what applies to them and what doesn't. So by putting together these On Your Money mini money booklets, they are about 20 pages long, and you get the 80% of what you need to know on a specific topic, and then you get a link or direction of where to go for more information if it applies to you. And again, many of the people who order this will save more money in taxes than they could ever even think about donating to Wisconsin Public Radio, even though they may be very generous and appreciative of what we do here. So call now, 888-202-2552, or go online at WPR.org. And any dollar amount is one of the very few premiums offered on Wisconsin Public Radio that is returned to the generous giver. For any dollar amount, you will get a copy of our mini money booklet, 20 Tax Trimming Tips. A lot of alliteration.
Yep. And so far, so good on that. 48 pledges now toward that 270 pledge goal for the hour. It's time for you to make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. This is On Your Money, a special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. with a focus on taxes. Craig in Caledonia is with us. Hi, Craig.
Hi, guys. Say, I was wondering, my daughter is just getting out of college pretty soon this spring, hopefully, and my ex-wife and I are paying off her college loans. I was wondering if there's any kind of tax deduction for me.
There can be. Are the loans, Craig, and by the way, let me ask you a question just for parents of future college students out there. Did you take out the loans because you had to or just because they were available and you decided to use them to your advantage?
Well, she took them out. They're in her name. It's like Great Lakes, and one was a federal loan.
Okay.
Just because they were available, and we didn't have the money at the time when she started college.
Okay, it's a good point that you brought this up, and I'm glad you did what you did. And for a lesson for people out there, I'd always prefer that you borrow money first for higher education expenses and use the savings last, in part because we don't know that that money will be there if indeed your savings run out first, whereas if you can preserve your savings, that money will be there. So if the loan terms or the loans themselves aren't that available or attractive, you can always use savings. But it's very difficult to go back and say, hey, I could have qualified for a loan 2 years ago. Can I get that loan now? Mm-hmm. Because the terms aren't that attractive. So good for you. Now, in terms of deducting, you can't use the actual payoff as any type of deduction. You may be able to use the interest that's paying, probably not on the the private loan if it's through a private provider. You may be able to use it through the federal loan as well. And when you're doing this, Craig, for example, have you made a plan as to how you're paying these things off, or are you just trying to send money to them wherever you possibly can?
We paid it off a lump sum.
Okay, so you've already paid off the entire loan?
Yes, in 2012.
Okay, both of them. 2012. Yes. Okay, then no, the payoff of the loan itself is probably not going to give you a big tax break. You were hopefully able to get some of the higher education tax breaks and credits while you were incurring these costs that she was in college. But no, just paying the loan off generally won't give you any big tax deduction going forward.
Thanks very much, Craig, for the call, and good luck to you and your daughter. I know, Kevin, that we get a lot of questions about taxes, especially during this time of year, and you are prepared to cover some of the most frequently asked tax questions today. What's number one, Kevin?
One of the big ones, and especially at this time of the year, is how do I figure out the cost basis of an investment that I sold last year? Now, this would be like a stock or a bond or a mutual fund that was held outside of a retirement account or an annuity. You do not have to declare any taxes on transactions within those accounts. But if it was held outside of those accounts, then you do have to declare any capital gains or losses. Now, the IRS allows you several different options still, the FIFO, first in, first out, the specific identification, there's the average cost you can take. But lately, in an effort to kind of not only make sure that they get as much money as they have coming to them, but also to kind of clean up the reporting problems, the IRS is requiring brokerage firms to distribute cost basis to people on investments after 2011. Now, if you can't find it, let's say you bought XYZ mutual fund, you don't have the copy of it, of the original purchase, you can't find it. Technically, the IRS rule says that your cost basis is now zero. You have to report zero as a cost basis, and technically, the difference between zero and whatever you sold the investment for is technically a capital gain. But if you work hard and go through, we have a website at marketwatch.com that has historical prices where you can try to figure out the day. Call the company now, like if you did have a mutual fund, and they will have your statements on file and you can start piecing it together. That should help you put together a reasonable estimation of the cost. And because capital gains tax rates are very low right now on long-term gains, and especially for lower and middle income people, it's highly likely that you'll, even if you did have a big capital gain, you won't owe very much in capital gains taxes if you owe anything at all.
This is On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. And we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. We have 58 pledges so far toward a 270 pledge goal. So we keep on inching up pledge by pledge. In fact, it's 59 now. So thank you very much if you have already contributed to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you if you're an ongoing sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio, like Jerry in Menominee, who said, I decided that after 15 years of regular support, I should simplify and become a sustainer, which means Jerry has decided to make monthly installments of whatever his contribution is. Maybe it's $10 a month or $20 a month. And he's having this directly coming out of his bank account or through his credit card. So thank you for doing that. Won't you join Jerry either as a sustainer or a one-time pledger at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make a pledge to help support the radio station that you depend on for information and advice on your money. 62 pledges now toward the 270 pledge goal. And Kevin, once again, 20 tax trimming tips is coming to every listener who pledges any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yes, it's our wildly popular On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 20 tax trimming tips, no matter if you are working, if you are retired, if you're saving money for college, if you're paying for college, if you have a home, if you have a mortgage, if you have health issues for which you're incurring costs. There are 20 tips in there that you'll find that will help you reduce your taxes and what you're paying, and it will give you further guidance on where to go to get more detailed information. You can skim through it very quickly, and we have a lot of things in there where people, even some of the sophisticated people I work with in my grown-up job, are surprised to know that these things exist and that they can save a substantial amount of money. In this very low interest rate environment when investments have appreciated a lot, there is a lot more risk than there is return in many investments right now, especially over the near term. So one way to increase your net return, the amount of money in your pocket, without taking on a substantial amount of risk, is to reduce your income taxes. And again, it's very satisfying to know that you've not only reduced your taxes, but that you've done everything you possibly can do to reduce your taxes. You haven't left any money on the table. And again, that pledge premium goes to people who pledge at any single dollar amount, $2, $20, $200, $2,000, no matter what it is. Pledge that dollar amount now at 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org and we can email it to you. You'll get it in a matter of hours in some cases, and you can start working on reducing your taxes right away with our 20 tax trimming tips.
And we do welcome your questions, especially if they're tax related during this Pledge Drive edition, this tax focused edition of On Your Money. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call if you would like to ask Kevin a question on air. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. Limited time for calls and emails during this special Pledge Drive edition of On Your Money, but we will devote the entire hour next week, next Tuesday, to all questions answered, or as many as possible. The entire hour will be devoted to your personal finance questions of any sort when we reach the goal of 270 pledges during this hour. 72 pledges now. So we have just 23 minutes to go and 198 pledges to go. So don't delay. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge. Help out Wisconsin Public Radio. Pay for the programming that you count on, and we will send you, with our thanks, 20 tax trimming tips as your thank you gift for pledging during On Your Money. And we do have more of the frequently asked questions about taxes that we can cover. I know that a lot of people inquire about having a big tax bill, owing a lot in taxes, but not having the money, Kevin, by April 15th, by tax day. What do they do?
Well, it's hard to deal with that situation, because April 15th for many people seems like a long way off, and everyone kind of hopes that, well, I've got to eat tonight. I've got to get the tax bill is a later issue. I can kick the can down the road. If you get that all the way down the road and it's April 15th and you figure out that you owe money and you don't know what you're going to do, please file anyway, even if you don't have it, and contact the IRS as soon as possible. You will not be the first person to call them, even in that hour, saying, I owe money, I don't have it, what can I do? Because the IRS will work with you. You can perhaps set up an installment plan. You do have to pay what you owe. You're not going to get out of it, but you can do it in a way that it's more comfortable and not as disruptive in your life. And to file and set up a plan to pay your taxes rather than not filing at all. If you don't file at all and you get caught by the IRS, and it's just a matter of time, you will get caught. The penalties and the interest and the cost are huge. A lot of times when we see stories in the paper about, you know, so-and-so owes huge bills. A lot of times celebrities are in the news because they owe hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS. Well, that's often because they didn't pay taxes they owed. But the actual dollar amount is compounded drastically because they never contacted the IRS and said, hey, I have a problem. Can you help me figure this out? They're not going to miss you. Sooner or later, you're going to show up in the system. They're going to find you. You're much better being proactive. Contact the IRS and say, I got this problem. What are the programs I can take advantage of to help me get the money that I owe, but also not force me to starve until I pay you off?
So, Kevin, what do you think? Is it better to have a big tax bill you have to pay on April 15th, or get back a big refund?
Well, human beings, being who they are, I would say the refund is better, unless in two instances. If the lack of cash creates a huge financial hardship, meaning you're having a lot of money withheld from your paycheck, or you also have a very high interest rate credit card debt. Again, if you're confident that you'll have enough money on April 15th to pay the actual bill, then it's okay to slow what you pay. But the problem is twofold. First of all, if you know that you're going to owe a lot of money on April 15th, but you're not really sure how much, it's a surprise expense at the time. By definition, you probably are going to be scrambling to cover it. And you have all the stress between now and then of knowing that you owe the money, but not knowing how you're going to pay for it. And then, even if you're comfortable with that, you're not worried about it, there's a good chance that if you have a huge tax bill, the IRS is going to say, hey, you had a bunch of money that you owed us. You didn't technically pay us until April 15th. We're going to put you up on quarterly filing. So you have to pay a little bit of your income every single quarter rather than one big bill on April 15th. And if they get to that point, there may be some penalties involved as well. And so those quarterly estimates are really a drag. I'd much rather have you just get a big, nice windfall when you get your tax return and get the refund back.
And then finally, a lot of us worry about the potential of being audited by the state or by the feds. How likely is it that we'll be audited, and what can be done to avoid an audit?
It's actually very unlikely that a person is audited. Typically, only about 1% of individual income tax returns are audited in any given year, and that number does go up. The odds become less in your favor the more money you make. About 1 in 25 returns with over $200,000 income are audited, and about 1 in 8 of people who make over $1 million. The best way to avoid the stress of the audit is obviously to pay your taxes. Some of the deductions that do trigger some red flags are if you make large gifts to a charity, or you have lots of miles on a business vehicle, or if you have a cash business. Those are usually going to increase your odds of getting audited. But the best way to avoid an audit is to do the math correctly. The IRS computers catch math errors very quickly, and if the numbers don't add up, there's going to be a letter sent out saying, why don't these numbers add up? It's very reasonable, but it can also trigger a more in-depth look into your tax returns that you just as soon wouldn't have, both from a hassle and a compliance standpoint. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about some ways that you can make sure to get your taxes done on time for a low-cost method and make sure they're done accurately.
And we will continue taking your pledges as we have just 18 minutes to go during this edition of On Your Money, and we have 178 pledges to go to reach our goal. Very thankful for the 92 of you who have already called in or gone to WPR.org and made your pledge or called 888-202-2000. 2552. Pledge any amount and it helps support Wisconsin Public Radio and programs like On Your Money and all of the programs you value on this station. Any pledge entitles you to the thank you gift this hour, which is the Mini Money Booklet, 20 Tax Trimming Tips. So we will send that along as your thank you for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. This is On Your Money on the Ideas Network. This is a Pledge Drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. We are talking about some of the most frequently asked questions about taxes, and we're going to be also talking about filing your return and more, and reminding you that we count on listener support to bring you this service. And we are asking for that support in the amount of any amount. WPR.org, pledge online, or call 888-202-2552. Keep those pledges coming through the next 15 minutes or so and help us reach our goal of 270 pledges. We're getting closer and closer, but not quite halfway there, and half of the program is over. So don't wait until the very last minute. Make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Let's go to Mike in Madison for a question. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. So I had a quick question here. Basically, my mother has sold her house, and she decided that she can take the money that she made as a profit. She bought a house at about half the price of the house she originally had, and she's going to take the profits from that house and divvy it up between my sister and I. Basically, a living will thing. She wants to give us some money now to help us get in the houses now while the market has a low interest rate. So basically what it is she wants to take this profit, and she's basically going to give my sister and I $25,000 each to use as down payments for homes of our own. Now, I've talked to a couple accountants, and I've talked to my credit union's loan officer, and they were unable to give me answers to this. So basically what I'm looking to do is I have this money that she wants to give to me. She doesn't want to have to pay capital gains tax on that money for not reinvesting it in the property. And we don't want to have to pay the gift tax for, because it's over the $10,000 limit for the one-time annual gift. Is there? I haven't been able to get a straight answer from anybody yet. I was wondering if you had any clue as to how we would. I want to do this Romney style and not have to pay taxes in any way, shape, or form.
This is very complicated, Mike. Is there an easy answer to this one, Kevin?
No, there actually is. And part of it is just because of the issue Mike's trying to get a good answer for this. We will try to give him a good answer. We'll for sure give you an answer, Mike. First of all, the gift tax rules are such that anyone can give anyone else up to $14,000 in 2013. So that amount is completely exempt. Your mom can write you and your sister a check each for $14,000 with no gift taxes whatsoever. Don't even have to file a form for them. Now, the amount over that, the $11,000 that she wants to give to you, each of you, that is technically subject to the gift tax, but your mother has a lifetime gift tax exemption that is millions and millions of dollars that she can also give above and beyond the $14,000 limit. She just has to file a gift tax return. I think it's number form 709. Your accountant or her accountant will definitely know that. Just declaring to say, hey, I gave some more money to my kids above and beyond the annual exempt amount, and therefore I'm filing this return that uses up part of my lifetime gift exemption. So you definitely won't have to give any gift taxes to the government for that dollar amount. All you have to do is file the form. So that's one question out of the way. The second one was the capital gains taxes. You're saying did she make more than $250,000 profit on the home when she sold it?
No, she did not.
Okay, well, then that's also not a problem, because right now the IRS allows up to $250,000 of gains on the sale of a personal residence for a single filer to be exempt from capital gains taxes as well. So she won't owe any capital gains taxes on the sale of the home. And she, if she files that one form, she won't owe any gift taxes on the $25,000 that she is generously offering to you and your sister.
fantastic. Thank you very much.
Wow. I'm really impressed, Kevin. He's talked to everybody in the world, and he couldn't get a good answer, and you gave him one in 2 seconds. I love it. How did you know that?
That's actually my brother. That's my brother. We rehearsed this script. We did kind of a dry run yesterday that did not go nearly as well. So I'm glad this kind of turned out.
Way to go, Mike. That was good. Anyway, good job, Kevin. I'm glad that we were able to help out Mike. And I'm glad that every week we are able to help out many listeners who call in and have personal finance questions for Kevin McKinley during On Your Money. And if we reach our goal, when we reach our goal of 270 pledges during this hour, we will devote the entire week next week to your questions. 120 pledges toward that 270 pledge goal. We are getting close, but I'm getting a tiny bit nervous, Kevin, because we have just 10 minutes left to go in the program. Remind us what we get when we pledge to the program.
The On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 20 Tax Trimming Tips, goes to every single person who pledges at any dollar amount at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And what happens a lot of times, Jerry, is we get about halfway there with 10 minutes left in the show. Mm-hmm. People who are driving to work dash into the parking lot, run up to their office, and get online and donate. So it will be a little crowded. Take your time. If you get a busy signal or whatever, calling 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org. And again, anyone who pledges at any dollar amount gets a copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 20 Tax Trimming Tips, ways to reduce what you owe to the IRS legally, safely, not just today, but in the future.
And Paul from East Troy pledged. Thank you, Paul. He says, I have benefited many times over from listening to Kevin's great advice and sense of humor. That's great, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. That is very nice.
It is. And it's if you also benefit from Kevin's advice and his sense of humor, I certainly appreciate talking to Kevin most every week because he really does make a very, to me, complicated issue understandable and even entertaining. Make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org. Or call 888-202-2552 and pledge $25. Pledge $25 a month. Pledge $2,500. Whatever amount you want to pledge, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And I know that we're going to talk about filing taxes, how you do your taxes, and who you ask for help in doing your taxes is a matter of comfort and a matter of cost as well. How do we decide which method is the best method, Kevin?
Well, only about 20% of filers do it themselves without any electronic assistance, meaning a straight pencil and a calculator. You can do that if you want. It is kind of good to get down and dirty in the details and know a little bit more about your situation, but it also can be very confusing. And again, if you make one small mistake while you're doing it, it can cause you a lot of problems. So you're better off to use some kind of service and assistance. Helps you ask questions of you and finds possible tax breaks you didn't know they existed for. And again, most importantly, it calculates the math correctly so you don't make a math error, which is one of the main triggers of audit notices from the IRS.
What are some of your favorites?
I'm very partial to TurboTax. It costs between $30 to $50. The federal is usually free, but the $30 to $50 extra depending on your filing status and if you want a state income tax return on top of that. There is also the IRS has a listing of several different e-file sites that are free depending on some income of parameters and what type of return you want. And if you have some capital gains maybe or some rental property, it's on top of that. But go to IRS.gov and then type in free file and they'll list all the different services. And again, we'll have a link up to that website at our website, onyourmoney.com, later on today.
I'm sorry, we have tons of callers who have tax-related questions that we're not going to be able to get to during this special Pledge Drive edition. Where do you suggest listeners go to get questions answered?
Seriously, try the IRS. That's the first step. Some of these sites have these paid tax preparation sites have some great service questions, and they have people on staff. But go to the IRS and, you know, get in line on the phone or go to the website at irs.gov. But you can also go to the VITA Tax Preparers. That's the Volunteer Income Tax Group that will prepare tax forms for people with $51,000 or less of income. And there's the TCE program. That's tax counseling for the elderly. And in this case, sadly, elderly means over 60. and ARP also has AARP has a really great program for getting a lot of older people or lower income people or both some assistance with the taxes, and will even do your forms for you if you have a simple situation and you do qualify for their programs.
All right. What about just paying someone else to do the taxes?
Yeah, you can pay a tax preparer. You're probably going to look to pay about $100 to $200 for an individual to do it. Pay a chain like H&R Block. In 2011, their average cost was $183 to do the taxes as well. And then you at least get to talk to a person and ask questions and have them ask questions of you. If you want a real-life CPA to do your taxes, plan on spending probably about $400 to $1,000 or more, depending on your situation. But again, then you've got a lot more expertise in there, and again, you end up paying for it as well. If you want to look for a CPA in Wisconsin, go to WICPA.org, and there's a search function there that will, again, have a link to it on yourmoney.com.
And why not do the website of the week right away?
Yeah, this is a pretty neat program. It's myfreetaxes.com. Anyone who earns $50,000 or less or qualifies as having a disability, it's a partnership between Walmart, Goodwill, the United Way, and I think the National Disabilities Foundation, where they have a ton of information on taxes, but also they will do not only your federal taxes, but also your state income taxes for free if you qualify. Myfreetaxes.com. And if you can't remember that, go to onyourmoney.com later on today, and we'll have it up there for you.
And we have some tax advice or tax trimming advice for a pledge. Tell us about that.
Yeah, 20 tax trimming tips. The On Your Money mini money booklet goes to people who pledge at any single level whatsoever. So please pledge now, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. Pledge any dollar amount, $5, $50, $500, $5,000, and you will get a copy of this mini money booklet and find out how to start cutting your taxes right away and in the future.
That is yours for any pledge for the next few minutes, and we only have a few minutes to go in this edition of On Your Money, and we are looking for 103 pledges. We'll continue to take your pledges through the news, but this means don't delay any pledge of any amount, and we will send you 20 tax trimming tips at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge because you love the advice you hear during On Your Money. You appreciate Kevin's wit and wisdom, and you want to help out Wisconsin Public Radio at the same time. You understand this is listener-supported radio, and you're a listener, and now you're a supporter. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much for all of you who have donated in the past and will donate in the next 5 minutes. And I hope you enjoy your free On Your Money mini money booklet to pledges for any dollar amount, 20 tax trimming tips. Even if you've got your taxes in already for 2012, this will tell you what you can do right now to lower what you pay to the IRS, the State Income Tax Bureau, if you will, for 2013 and beyond. But you have to call now at 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org.
Maybe you donated a few years ago to Wisconsin Public Radio and you feel like you've done your part, but you still enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio year after year. We need your continued support to keep the organization strong. So if it's been a while since you donated, this is the perfect time to rejoin at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge, and we will send you our thanks, and 20 tax trimming tips prepared by certified financial planner Kevin McKinley, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We keep whittling away at this goal, Kevin. 88 pledges to go. We can do it if the calls and pledges keep coming in.
Yes, thank you very much. And again, my self-esteem rises with every single pledge from a very low level. So I really appreciate you not only listening, but also expressing your tangible support for On Your Money. And Joy is very kind to talk about my contribution to this. But do this for Joy, too. You have no idea how hard she works. She makes it look so easy, and she's even better to work with than she appears to be. And so go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge now and say this one's for Joy.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm going to have to pledge just because of that. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Four more words before we go, Kevin.
Spend less, have more, and thank you very much.
And we will be talking with Kevin next week as well. Time for you, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.